It is a Money Monday, and every Monday we spend some time talking about financial things to just steward our finances better. Now, you would know we're getting into that time of the year, the festive part of the year, and spending is going to be at an all-time high for various reasons, because things are a little bit cheaper. There's some specials here and there. Things are looking good. Also, you might be home and on leave, so you've got that extra time to be able to go on and spend some finances wherever it is, or maybe you're going away, or whatever the situation may be. But now the problem that we have is somehow we find ourselves in this place almost every year where we do all this excessive spending in this five-week period. And you get to January and we're just like, oh my goodness, I don't know what happened at all. And now we're saying, okay, how can we better steward that which we already have to make sure that we go through this December time so much better, but also get to the other side without even feeling the rush of December, but by still enjoying the summertime that we have in South Africa and doing so responsibly. Well, joining us for this conversation, I've got on the line Jessica Pillay, who is a financial advisor at Momentum, to help us navigate this place, to understand how we can go about this. Jessica, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Hi, Kosi. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for making time to chat to us about this conversation that it feels personal, it feels weighty, but it feels like it's an absolutely necessary one. Now, Jessica, before we talk about many things, let's maybe start off with you maybe painting a picture. Is the picture as bad as what I think it is in terms of South Africans and excessive spending during the festive season, during this time from the latter part of November into December?
Well, from the past experiences, I think that you and I are definitely on the same page. Buying unnecessary, having greedy eyes, we call them, buying on credit, creating debts, creating further debt, not have a spending budget, is a lot of South Africans actually go through this during the Black Friday spending.
Yeah, this is actually something that I've seen in myself. I've been exactly what you've described so often, so many other years. And I think now we're trying to say, how can we do better so not to find ourselves in this place? What are some of the most common spending habits that people kind of showcase during this time as they go to the shops?
So what they do is they tend to buy what they do not have in terms of money. So a lot of people don't, you know, they go to buy and they don't realize the budget. Do I have that much to spend? Am I going to get more into debt? And then come January, I have to now look at paying off this debt all over again. And then you go into this cycle of just overspending and then getting into further and further debt. So in terms of, you know, people get paid in December and they get their bonuses, I say to everyone, take half your bonus, put it away, and take the other half and you say, okay, this is what I need to buy that is necessary, not what I want, but what's required and needed. Very important.
I actually maybe want to lean into that a little bit more, that balance of having a good time, yet being, you know, a good steward and really showing good spending habits. I want to play you these two voice notes when I was asking the Impact family in terms of how they make sure that they survive this December period. Well, have a listen to this quickly, Jessica.
So how I do it is that I push myself to pay up the school fees in 10 months. And then in November, because there is Black Friday specials, I bulk buy toiletries like 6 months. And then in December, I'm able to buy gift for my kids and family. And yeah, that's how I do my savings in for festive season.
Good afternoon, team. Titi here. So my treat for December is, as I recently moved to this site, I looked for a nursery school that I can pay only for 11 months. And guess what? That 12 months that I don't pay, that will be my December treat. I'm going to bless myself and treat myself with all nice things during December. Nails, some nice lunch. Those are my treat for December. So that's a tip for moms out there.
It sounds like it's a beautiful balance, right, Jessica? Being able to still have a good time, but also exercising good spending habits. Help us get into this space, Jessica. How can consumers like myself, strike that balance between enjoying the holidays? Because you also don't want to be sitting at home and you're trying to save, but now you're bored and nothing's going on and the kids are crying and they're all grumpy. But at the same time, you're enjoying the holidays and staying financially responsible.
So personally, I say this to every single client. Work on a budget. Look at what you're earning. Look at paying all your expenses, especially in December. Let's try and clear off all our expenses. So it comes to January, we know that our monthly expenses are paid. Then we take in whatever we have and we say, okay, I'm going to use 10,000 Rand of my money and that's going to be my savings for the month of December. And stick to that. Don't go over the 10,000 Rand. Like the one parent said, she takes her 1 month salary, the 1 month she's saving on the school fees, and she goes and she spoils herself. Because yes, we all work hard and we want to enjoy our money, but let's enjoy our money with what we restrict ourselves to enjoying and not going over that.
Yeah, look, I've used that line so many times in my own life. I'm like, go on, Khosi, you work so hard, spend the money. But then it comes back to catch up with me. Doesn't it always come back? Jessica, I mean, the expectation now going into Black Friday, there's some companies that's made it a Black November. There's some companies that started from today up until Friday. It's expected that spending is going to reach about 88 billion Rand this year, which is a massive number. And I ask this question so that I am better equipped as a consumer. Are there factors? What factors do you think drive this massive surge in consumer spending? Because then once I maybe understand what those factors are, I might be a little bit more responsible.
So, as soon as you hear the word special, what happens? It's a human mind. Oh, that's a bargain. Let me buy it. Let me go and get this and let me get six of it, or let me get it for 6 months. But, people don't realize Google. We have Google on our fingertips. Google search the prices and see, okay, am I really saving? Is it really a special? And then once we go to a shop or we go online, we find other things that we want to buy that we were not looking for, but that just like, okay, that's also like a special, and you go and purchase it. And what happens? You tend to buy too much. So specials are important. Yes, they're very good. Some of them are very good. Don't get me wrong. But always research before you actually buy what you need to, and work with a list. Write down, okay, I'm going to buy X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to stick to X, Y, and Z. Don't go there and then you find like, oh my God, there's so much more. I'm buying A, B, C as well. So stick to what you actually need during Black Friday.
And I think, Jessica, there's also the conversation of, but there is a little bit extra, right? I mean, we heard a couple of days ago the interest rate is being dropped by 25 basis points. So there's some room and reprieve that different people will start to feel in their pockets, because there's now just a little bit of reduction in terms of what they were paying for their bond or their car, whatever it may be. Is it a good time for one to then say, well, with that little bit of room, let me go and spend it? Or is there another way to go about it?
So, when we went through this whole interest rate, so many people did not have emergency savings set aside. I strongly advise every single South African, take that extra and put it away as an emergency savings. So when it happens again in terms of debt, or in terms of when you need that emergency money, you have it set aside. Because let's face it, we will tend to spend that money. But if we put it away, it comes to a year or 5 years, this is how much we've saved every month. And a lump sum is far better than just being eaten away monthly.
Yeah. But now, Jessica, there's someone who's listening to this conversation and they're going, okay, I almost feel like I need someone to talk me through the next steps, to talk me through what I do next. Let's talk about the importance of having a financial advisor or consulting a financial advisor before making these major purchases. Because if it's 88 billion Rand, it's not just people buying shoes. It seems it's significant purchases, because even the Black Friday specials move from retail to property. I've seen car specials over this time. So it seems there's quite major purchases that people might make in this time. Why is it so important to speak to a professional before making that?
So we tend to do a lot of calculation in our mind, and a lot of South Africans are guilty of that. They're like, okay, I'm saving 500 this month. Let me just go and spend this. But a lot of people don't have pen to paper in terms of, okay, this is what I earn. This is how much I can save. Have I really saved? If we look at the number of years that we've worked and how much have we really put away for savings? Whereas if you set yourself a goal and you meet with a financial planner, they will sit down with you and give you a detailed financial plan of your goals and how to achieve your goals and how to manage your spending, than just having it done in your mind and think, okay, I'm in a good space, where they actually bring you to like, okay, let's try and build a better future and a better financial plan for you.
Yeah. And they've got just a better counsel that they're able to bring to the table to make sure that you reach your goals. Now, Jessica, we're getting ready to wrap up our time together. There's someone who's listening here and thinking, what should I actively do going into the December period? I'm still working. The salary just got in today. It's the 25th of November. I've got that itching thing. The card can't sit still. I need this card to be working. Effect happening in my body. What can I do actively right now to just be a little bit wiser and better use of finances going into January? What are some of the practical things that people can do right now?
So first, contact a financial planner. Secondly is sit down. And again, I know I said this in all my messages, budget. Budget, guys, a pen to paper budget will get you very, very far in life. And put aside that money. If you have like 1,000 rand, put 500 rand away and only restrict yourself to 500. Don't dip into the additional, your emergency savings, your extra savings, and buy only what you really, really need. Do not have those greedy eyes and just buy everything or whatever you feel like you're buying. Buy, restrict yourself in terms of enjoying that extra.
That felt a little bit personal. I think a lot of us are going, it's hard,
but it gets there.
Jessica, thank you so much for being so insightful and really just helping us understand. I think for the one part, there's people that might be realizing that it's not just them going through this. You making mention of things that they've been through and struggles that may have had really makes them realize that it's not just them and that there's hope for them to be able to make it on the other side and manage their finances better and have January be spelled the way it's supposed to be spelled, with a UA and not with a W, as we're going into 2025.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And guys, all the best. I wish every single one of you guys a blessed festive period.
A blessed festive season also to you, Jessica. Thank you so much. Jessica Pillay, financial advisor at Momentum, really talking to us about making sure that we use our finance as well. And I know you might be thinking, Khosi, there's a special that's coming up right now. I've been planning for it and saving for it. Yes, that's a different story. But you know, when you're looking at a special and it's just like, I've been wanting to buy this for the longest time, but I haven't saved for it. Dear friend, plan again, consider again, and think beyond this weekend, this season, this festive, and even into 2025.